Hi, this is Clint Fuqua, the Health Engineer, right here, the Health Engineer Show on Offbeat Business Network. And today on Health in the News, we're going to talk about this little teeny tiny thing you've probably heard of. It's called COVID-19. That's right. It's tiny, but it is worldwide. It's everywhere. It's gone everywhere. It's got a huge PR agency, too, because it is everywhere. It's in the news. It is the topic. So one thing we got to cover is how small, how tiny is this little thing when it's causing all this interruption, all these issues, right? It's tiny. Pretend I'm a COVID, okay? This guy here, I'm about 5'8", all right? Just to give you some perspective. It is 125 nanometers, okay? I would be 125 nanometers. That means the world would be a water droplet. I'm a COVID in this water droplet that's traveling through space, and Texas is the size of the hole in that N95 mask that you're wearing to protect yourself from me. That's right. And there's been a lot of discussion about, do we wear masks? Do we not wear masks? What do we do for testing? What's the best testing procedure? What's the best parameter? Do we stick something up our nose? Do we spit into a cup? Do we draw blood? What do we do? How do we figure out who has this thing? Are they viral? There's a thing called viral load, which is how much of this little COVID has to be in you to get you sick and for how long, how many people you gotta be around, all that stuff. So a lot of stuff going on with this thing, and well, every doctor in the world is trying to figure out what are these numbers? What does it all mean? How do we test you? How do we make sure that it's safe to go out and do stuff and live life, okay? Because COVID is a coronavirus. It's a cold virus. We all get cold. You've had a cold before. I've had a cold before. You know, cough, cough, sneeze, sneeze. It is that type of virus. That's why it goes everywhere so quickly. And there's no way to avoid it. So the best thing we can do is get you healthy and learn about it so you're not afraid of this little guy. You can take care of yourself. You can still go out and live life. So come back here with me. We're going to do a little health and focus. I've got Darren Hall on with me, and we're going to talk about testing procedures, parameters, what to do to keep yourself safe and out of harm's way for the rest of this year so you can go out and enjoy life, because that's what we're here to do.
Clint Fuqua is the Health Engineer, dishing up healthcare reform through personal responsibility in the areas of nutrition, discipline, and fitness. Clint cuts through misunderstood health theory with over 35 years of practical results. Start taking control of your health today with The Health Engineer. Here's your host, Clint Fuqua.
Hi, this is The Health Engineer. We're back. This is Health in Focus, and I've got Mr. Darren Hall on with me today. You've seen him before, by the way. You have, actually. If you haven't, well, you need to check out Susan Hamilton, her show, because he's been on there before talking a little bit about what we're going to discuss today, which, if you've got the monologue, we're going to be talking about COVID, little COVID-19, and specifically what you're doing in the industry right now, even though you weren't doing this pre-COVID.
We were not, yeah. No.
Like you out there, I'm sure a lot of people are doing new stuff post-COVID in this new normal that you weren't doing before. So let's give everybody a little background about you, what you're doing before all this COVID-19 stuff happened, and then the IV hookup that you started right when it happened.
Sure. And Clint, thanks for having me on the show today. So it's kind of interesting. We started our IV business primarily because we wanted to do IV infusion therapy. Mm-hmm. So we opened a clinic in Plano, and we also had the ability to go to people's houses to provide the IV services. Well, when COVID hit, it kind of stopped what we were trying to do. Mm-hmm. Everybody was in their apartments. They were, under quarantine for a long time. And we had to kind of pivot and readjust what our business model was. And what we just decided to start doing was offer COVID testing in our clinic, which we were able to do. And it kind of kept us afloat during these difficult times. So we decided to bring that technology in and offer that along with our different IV options for hydration. We do a lot of vitamin infusion. Mm-hmm. For athletics and athletes. A lot of hydration in that world is what we do. And we also work with small businesses as well.
Yeah. And a few cowboys here and there.
Yes, we've done a couple Cowboys players here and there, so they need hydration too.
Yeah. Yes,
even off hours. So, yeah. But yeah, it's been very interesting, and we've learned a lot throughout this process about COVID-19. We've learned a lot about people's concerns and their fears regarding it.
Yeah, so I want to talk a little bit about testing parameters, because there's a...
Sure.
There's so many questions out there, and it's the whole, what's the best one? There's, everybody's heard of, you've heard of all the, like, false positives, and somebody got the swab, and they were positive, and they got another swab, and they're negative, and they get another swab, and they're negative, and they got one, and they're positive, and they're negative, and they're positive. How many swabs do we have to do to figure out if you're positive or negative, right?
So, yes.
Because we've got the swabs, we've got the new spit tests that are coming out, you've got blood tests. So if we can kind of run through those and give everybody kind of a breakdown of the... how good they are as far as the testing parameters of, if you get one and it says you're positive, how positive is that test?
Mm-hmm. It's a very good question, and there's a few factors. You have to have a good quality test, which is very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a test that's approved by the FDA. I think when initially a lot of the testing came out, there were a lot of products used which are no longer used.
Yeah.
Right, that the FDA has not allowed into the country.
And there was a lot of conjecture about that. And, oh, let's use these tests. Well, they're not really FDA cleared. We don't know if they're going to be that good.
Exactly.
Even the first ones that were FDA cleared were.
Yeah, well, and they were, I guess, technically FDA cleared, but the regulatory and the quality control might not have been quite where it needed to be initially. But basically... the way it's evolved is there's three kinds of tests now. The first two tests are what we call PCR viral tests.
Yeah.
Those tests are important because if you currently have an active virus, like COVID-19, right, you're in the midst of it, you have the symptoms, those tests are very relevant for that. And the other kind of test is called an antibody test. And that is if you've come in contact somehow with the virus, and you know, maybe that was 2 weeks ago, maybe that was a few months ago. Those tests are good at telling you just if you've been in contact with it and if you've built up any kind of antibody towards the virus itself.
So this is if you're out and about, you're working, you're still around people all the time.
Yes.
You know there's exposure, potentially. You don't know if you've had it. Maybe you're one of the people who's completely asymptomatic, because there are people who are asymptomatic. You get it, and it does not, you have nothing there, right? It gives you a way of knowing, have I been exposed? Have I built up antibodies to this thing?
Sure,
Which means maybe it will never do anything to me.
Well, and the important thing is, out of the three tests, each one has its own level of accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the world of the viral testing, the PCR testing. A lot of the testing done is via nasal swabs. And different swabs are out there. You have to have a good technician taking a good sample. That's always very important. But the most accurate tests are still the tests that go to the labs. So someone will do a swab of your nasal cavity, in most cases. They'll send it to a lab. And if they get a good specimen, it'll be about 99% accurate.
Yeah, and those take roughly how long?
Is it, well, it depends.
Five to 7 days on those?
If you're lucky.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
Sometimes it can be 10. At Ivy Hookup, I would just, you know, we'd like to say that we get our results in 2 to 3 days. We work with a smaller lab, and all our tests go out overnight.
Okay.
So we try to get fast results. But those tests are 99% accurate. They're a little more expensive because they involve a lab. The second kind of testing is called antigen testing. And basically with antigen viral testing, you'll do the same kind of swab, and they'll use a machine that will give you the results in roughly 15 minutes. Now the downside is that those tests are 86 to 90% accurate. So they're pretty good, but 86 to 90% does leave leeway for error.
Yeah.
It's a significant amount of error compared to 99%.
Yeah, because in testing, I know that's a huge margin of error when you start looking at medical testing.
It is. It's a huge margin of error. Now, the antibody testing is a little bit different because in that test, we're doing a blood draw. A venous blood draw is ideal versus doing a capillary blood draw from your fingers. Those tests are now close to 99% accurate for telling folks they have antibodies or not.
We're going to take a quick break right here. So we can go to our sponsors. Come right back. We're going to finish up talking about this. And then we're going to talk about how to stay healthy this fall for cold and flu season.
At WorkSuites, get back to work your way. Business addresses, co-working, executive office suites, We really thrive on helping small businesses expand their horizons from simply working out of their home. What's really nice is we're flexible with our terms. We don't require you to sign a lease with us, go month to month, or stay a couple years. You may only need a part-time space. You'll have a full kitchen, covered garage access. This is the ideal way to work through the transition in your business and get you up to speed quickly. Private offices have dedicated Wi-Fi, furniture, 24/7 access. Call 888-445-9675 and check us out at worksuites.com to schedule your tour. You're going to love it here. 888-445-9675.
Introducing IV Hookup.
IV treatments have been the standard of care used for years to deliver intravenous hydration treatment to patients. Our medical director has created a safe, industry standard protocol to efficiently support your wellness through IV vitamin hydration, including options for athletic performance, mood enhancement, general wellness, and hangover recovery. IV Hookup now offers full spectrum COVID-19 testing at reasonable prices. This means we can get you and your staff tested in a quick time frame. Are you hosting a group event? We can provide a customized package for IV treatment and COVID testing as well. IV Hookup is everything you need to both stay healthy and approve it.
Go to ivyhookup.com to order yours, and we'll bring it right to you. That's ivyhookup.com.
All right, we're back. I'm back with Mr. Jenna Hall. We finished off with talking about some accuracy issues with testing, the best types of blood testing. We finished off with the blood draw.
Yes.
And looking at that. Let's pick up where we left off there.
Okay.
And finish up with, when do we get the blood draw? What do they get out? What are they seeing with that? Because you're doing the testing daily.
We are.
At your place.
Yes, we are. Well, what we're seeing is, I guess what's of particular importance now is that employers want to know that their employees are safe. They don't want to have an outbreak in the workplace of COVID-19. And then now flu season is here as well. So, you know, we see testing probably going up. And one of the things that, you know, we try to provide the people who come into our clinic is documentation from the lab. So if you have a test done, you have a document that says you're either positive or negative. So I think the documentation piece is very important now. The antibody test, I think, is going to become even more relevant because as more people get exposed, you're going to want to know if a vaccine comes out eventually, which could happen.
Yeah, they're talking about potentially into November, sometime by the end of the year for certain populations, into next year for everybody.
Yeah.
And talking about the flu. I know there's been a lot of discussion about, well, one, flu numbers dropped off the map to nothing because it really hasn't been recorded.
Of course they have.
Yeah. Which, everything's been around COVID, right?
Yes.
And same thing with testing. The flu testing has dropped off the map, too. So
yeah.
It is cold and flu season, so you got to know, whenever you have that sneeze, it's the, what is it? What was it? Was that COVID? Was it allergies? Because allergies are rampant here. If you didn't know that, you know it now. And then you've got COVID. So you've got three different things that overlap in all their symptoms, except for the loss of taste, right? But otherwise, coughing, sneezing, fever, everything else kind of goes with all three. So the importance of getting the testing done, making sure it's done right, is huge for knowing possibly what you have and knowing that it's not something else.
Yes, they're all good points. And, you know, one thing that we try to offer as well is flu testing.
Yeah.
So it's good to know whether you have something like COVID-19 or the flu, because as you know, the flu could potentially be more dangerous for younger folk than COVID-19, which affects primarily elderly folks.
The 70 plus on COVID is much, much higher risk rate, and the flu for the youth is much higher risk rate.
Yes. Yes. So, they're offering the flu shots now, so you can get inoculated from that. But, you know, like we were talking about, that's why I think the antibody tests and just getting tested in general are important. So, you know, if you get sick, we have a lot of people who come to the clinic. And a lot of times it's allergies, like you said, which will act like the flu for a couple days or, you know, make you sick if you get a bad attack.
Especially here.
Yep. Especially here. You know, and then... people will come in with other symptoms too. They'll have a cough, or they'll have something non-allergy related, maybe like a slight cold. And, you know, the symptoms of COVID-19 are pretty straightforward. Like you said, fever, lack of smell, lack of taste. Mm-hmm. Those usually go hand in hand. In my experience, when I've had the flu, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
And after I got my flu shot this year, I felt those symptoms.
Yeah, so. Which I've heard that. One thing of note for everybody out there, that flu shot this year is, that thing is potent.
For me,
I don't do flu shots, but for everybody I've talked to that's had one, it hit this year hard.
It did.
So with that, I want to jump over to the other side, which is the not getting sick piece.
Sure.
And how do you stay healthy?
Yes.
Because it's cold and flu season, right? So we want to keep everybody healthy, keep defenses up, keep the immune system up and kicking. So, you know, we got introduced because of Ivy Hookup.
Yes.
I'm over at PhysioFit. In fact, they have a room over there at PhysioFit, by the way.
We do.
You can come see him. Not if you're sick. If you're sick, go see him at his other place. Don't bring it to the gym.
Fair enough.
Don't bring that to the gym. We don't want that. With that, you know, you're doing all the IVs. So let's talk about some of the biggies right now. So vitamin C is a major. Vitamin D.
B vitamins.
B vitamins. Yep. Vitamin E. Things like that. And hydration is huge because in the wintertime and in the fall, people drink less. You do, because it's colder outside. You don't want to drink unless it's a pumpkin spice latte, in which case you're sucking it back and it's dehydrating you with that 50 grams of sugar in that pumpkin spice latte. And you got to get over that. Otherwise, you will get sick because you're just down in sugar and everything and do nothing good for yourself. So let's talk about the hydration piece and some vitamin mineral, things like that, for getting immune system up and kicking.
Yes, so it's important that people, I think, stay active now. You know, you talked about PhysioFit.
Yeah.
Being able to get exercise, get outdoors, staying well hydrated, taking your vitamins, or having an IV for vitamin infusion, all very important things. You know, especially now with the weather changing, with like the flu, you know, staying locked inside your house all day and not getting exposure to anything, like getting out there, you know, getting your exercise, eating healthy foods, like you always talk about.
Fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables. Getting your vitamins through food is always great.
Yeah.
You know, that's really important. So, but staying hydrated is something that gets often overlooked. You know, especially these days, people tend to drink more.
Yeah.
Right? They tend to...
Not water, by the way. We're not talking about water.
We're not talking about water. The other kind of drink. You know, they're not eating the healthiest foods. They're not getting enough sunlight because they're short on vitamin D also.
Yep.
So I think it's, you know, even more important now, and with the flu coming, that people do hydration. I mean, like, they drink their water. You know, they eat correctly. They get their exercise. Pretty much all the things that you specialize in.
Yeah.
Are what's important.
Yeah, so I want to thank you for coming on the show. We got to wrap up. For everybody out there, check out Ivy Hookup. Okay, you can go to my website and go to the website. You can come by PhysioFit, by the way, and get hooked up and then go have a great workout. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And come back. We're going to do the exercise segment coming up right after this. Have a great day. Hi, I'm Clint Fuquay. This is Health in Motion. Thank you for joining me. I am the health engineer, and today, well, we're going to get you moving. This thing you see here right there is a chair. This is now considered as deadly as a cigarette, and since we're living in them a lot more, day-to-day, you go to work, you're in the car, that's where you're at most of the time. We're going to turn you into a professional sitter, and we're going to use this thing that should be killing you, and we're going to get you stronger through this thing. So let's start, before we can start moving, we have to learn how to be still. And part of being still is learning how to breathe. Breathing is one thing that will keep you alive. If you don't believe me, try not breathing for a minute. Okay? So we're gonna talk about, we're gonna do some breathing exercises, get sunk into our TVA. It's gonna get your abs a lot better. We know you want better abs, so this is where we start. Before we start doing crunches or anything else, we have to be able to sit properly. So we're in the seat. We're gonna be up front on the seat, okay? Notice I'm far away from the back here. We're gonna take your hand, I want you to put your hand on your stomach, okay? not on the chest. Most everybody breathes up here. We are not going to breathe up here through the chest. The chest is never going to move, all right? I want you to focus here. I want you to get connected to yourself, connected to your core. If you've ever heard about Pilates, done Pilates, they talk about the core and being connected to it, your powerhouse. That's it. TVA, it actually wraps around your body. It's like your own personal girdle. Wraps around to your back. Helps keep your back stable, helps keep your abs stable. It actually pulls them in. So not only do you have the six pack, but your abs are flat. That's how you get those. So hand is gonna be on the stomach. We're gonna start off with just some basic breathing, okay? I want you to sit up straight. So chest is gonna be up. Think about posture. Shoulders gonna be very, very relaxed. So we're not gonna be doing anything up here. Nothing moves. Hand on the stomach, I just want you to breathe in through your nose. We're gonna hold that breath. We're gonna breathe out through your mouth, okay? We're gonna breathe into the nose, out through the mouth. We're just gonna do a couple of these with me, okay? This is participation. I want you to do these with me here. So breathe in, breathe out, and notice my hand is gonna move. Breathe in, breathe out. In through the nose, think dad bod. Breathe out through the mouth, think beach bod, okay? Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. We're gonna rest for just a second because if you do this too many times, well, one, you're gonna get high because you're taking in a lot of oxygen, much more than you normally take in. So we're working on getting your diaphragm, which is right here, to pull down, pull a lot of air into your lungs where no one doesn't go, which is deep down your lungs, and then we get to push all that extra carbon dioxide out. So if you're feeling stressed, you're at work, you've been talking on the phone, all this stuff is going on, kids are talking because, you know, we've been stuck inside with everybody, right? To de-stress, take a little breathe break, okay? It'll be huge for you on a stress standpoint. It's gonna bring blood pressure down, it's gonna help you think, you run into a problem, take a breathe break. Smokers, take a smoke break. I want you to take a breathe break, okay? Same thing, 15 minutes or less. I'm just sitting, relaxing, breathing. And then, well, the stress will go away. You'll start thinking more clearly, and you'll get your work done much faster. So you'll spend less time doing your work. You'll get a lot more done. You'll be much more efficient. You'll be happier, because we all want to be happier. And then you can go enjoy life. And not only can you enjoy life, you're gonna enjoy the six pack that you're working on that you get to take with you everywhere so you can be the life of the party, okay? So that is it for breathing and, well, staying still. Because until you learn how to stay still, you can't actually move properly. And until you can breathe, you can't move and function properly, especially when we get into, as you notice we're in the gym, as we start doing stuff in here, we have to do this first. If this doesn't happen, nothing else happens. You can't lift properly, you'll have injuries, you'll have backaches, and this way it takes that pain out of your back, takes the pain out of your neck, more importantly, because we get to relax. We focus here, everything else gets to relax, and that's it. So hope you enjoyed this. This is Health in Motion. I'm Clint Fuqua, the health engineer. Come back next episode, and we're gonna add on to this. This is an add-on production. So we're gonna be in this chair for the next couple of segments. And well, we're gonna get you fit for life. This way you move forward to a better life. Thank you. I'm Clint Fuqua, the health engineer, here on the Health Engineer Show on the Offbeat Business Network.
You've been watching The Health Engineer with host Clint Fuqua. For guest and sponsor information, call 469-585-1023. The Health Engineer is produced by Offbeat Business Media for the OBBM Network and made possible through the generous support of sponsors and viewers like you. For program information, call 214-714-0495. The Health Engineer, Offbeat Business Media LLC, OBBM, Network Trademarks, and all portions of this broadcast are produced for the exclusive use of the OBBM Network and affiliates, and may not be reproduced without written permission by Offbeat Business Media LLC. All inquiries are directed to call 214-714-0495.